Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One guy who, lucky enough, he gets to play indoors. Sean Livingston, Warriors guard, with Joe Lowe, the guru, and Marquette King on 95.7 The Game. How are you, Sean?
I'm great. Hey, I got a question today.
Shoot.
And this is for Marquette. What's the mentality got to be like when you know it's that cold out there? What is your mentality like? Do you have to really prepare yourself mentally to play in weather like that? Because we're lucky we get to play indoors. What's your mentality like?
Man, the mentality's just, hey, man, we got to win. Like, you got to do whatever you got to do to win the game. And it's kind of like, man, forget everything else, dog. Like, I'm only out here for 4 hours. And do I want these 4 hours? These 4 hours are going to determine what the rest of my life is going to be like. So you got to look at it like that. You got to go through all that. You got to do what you got to do for those 4 hours to go through the rest of your life.
Yeah, the difference, Sean, man, we had to lube it up, bro. We get all that Vaseline, you put it on your body before the game, you all over your body, dog. So it's freezing out there. Hey, speaking of you guys, man, you guys seem like you're on a little roll. Other night, you really were you kind of surprised at the lackluster performance? And when you're playing, you know, it's a mental, you get up for competition, that's just the way it is. But when you have nights where you just don't show up, is that a mental thing? Is that a coaching thing? What happened the other night?
Yeah, it's mental for sure. It's mental. I think it's tough too. I mean, we played Portland just Saturday, but on Thursday we played the Knicks, and you know they're playing without their best player Carmelo Anthony and Derrick Rose, and it's you know it tricks you. It's like you got to play reverse psychology for yourself in order to really get up for the game. I mean, it's 82 games, so you know a lot of the games sometimes you might not have the same energy as you would maybe the first game of the season or the playoffs. So it's a mental challenge as well to really prepare yourself and try to find the energy.
Sean, I got a 12-year-old. You're one of his favorite players. We sit down and watch the game. I'm trying to teach him about the post. And when you go down there and just do your signature turnaround, where did you get that from? And who was your guy growing up or guys to where you said, you know what, I want to emulate them?
You know what? My favorite player was Penny Hardaway.
Anthony Hardaway.
That's a beast.
I mean, I don't know if anybody watched the 30 for 30, the Showtime with the Magic.
I almost choked up, Sean. I almost choked up watching it.
Man, I mean, it's you know, they were really that good. You talk about what, you know, Shaq and Kobe did. I mean, they were really Shaq and Kobe before, you know, before all that dynasty in L.A. And, I mean, so he was my favorite guard growing up. And then I had the opportunity to play with Sam Cassell, who was another, you know, post-up big guard. You know, so just honing in on my game, realizing, you know, I lost some athleticism with my injury. So just playing to my strengths, being 6'7", going down in the post.
In your opinion, who had the better performance in the movie Blue Chips? Was it Shaq or was it Penny?
Oh, man, again, I told my favorite.
Neon Badeau. He didn't want anything. He just wanted to play hoops.
I know. I might be on Shaq and a Fool for saying this, but it's probably Penny. I'm going with Penny.
All right. Sean Livingston with Joe Lowe, the guru, and Marquette King on 95.7 The Game. All right. So this is the week all the fans have been waiting for. Christmas this weekend in Cleveland against the Cavs. Obviously, you guys, it's one day at a time. We get the business aspect of everything. But is at least a piece of you looking ahead for this game? Or is at least a piece of the team just starting to get amped up that the big showdown's coming up?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's it's human nature, really, to look forward to that game. The whole world wants to see it. We want to play it, you know. Obviously, you know, it's kind of, you know, we want to get revenge in a sense, right? I mean, they're the champions and, you know, they're the defending champions. And so it's human nature to look forward to that game. But again, like you said, the business aspect is we got to take care of, each game, you know, and so we got a couple games before then and just got to focus. So we're looking forward to it though.
Sean, at times, you know, maybe some of the guys, you know, on other teams that I played with in my career that maybe I'd go to dinner with them if we're playing on a Sunday, maybe on a Friday night, you know, maybe an offensive player. Is it is sometimes when you guys play in some of these road games, do you guys still hang out with any of the guys, or it's just all business?
Yeah, no, we do. Certain guys that I played on 10 different teams. That's more than normal. And so I play with a lot of different players. Going into certain cities, you have, friends that you've made, with playing with those guys, being ex-teammates or whatnot. And so, usually I'll catch up with guys that I played with, grab some dinner, see their family or whatnot. But then once we get on the court, you know what time it is. It's definitely all business. We're trying to get that win.
Warriors guard Sean Livingston with Joe Lowe, the Guru, and Marquette King on 95.7 The Game. Sean, thanks again for coming on. We always appreciate talking with you. If we don't get a chance to catch up again this week, best of luck in Cleveland. We'll be watching, and happy holidays to you, your family, and everybody on the team.
Hey, Sean, let's set up this dunk contest, man.
What's that?
Let's set up this dunk contest for the offseason.
Can you dunk?
I only got so many dunks in me now, though, so I got to let you know. I got two dunks in me. So
that means it's even. It's even because I'm a punter, and you only got two dunks in you, so it's even.
Okay, respect. Hey, best of luck to you guys in the playoffs, and congrats, too, Bob.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Y'all keep balling.
East Bay love, much baby.
Love. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.